This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are some new numbers out today on retail sales. Not great is the headline, down 0.3%, the biggest monthly decline in a year. Nobody was surprised. We've been reporting on retail's problems for a while now. Big department stores in particular have had it rough. But on the theory that it can't all be bad news, we asked Marketplace's Rima Kreis where the sales silver linings might be.
Google retail apocalypse, and you'll find hundreds of articles telling you about hundreds of stores that are closing.
I'm so tired of reading about death rates.
Paula Rosenblum is a retail analyst with RSR Research. She says, look at the birth rates. Since last year, about 5,000 stores have closed, but almost as many have opened. She says if it were up to her, this is how she'd rewrite those headlines.
Retail sales continue to improve year over year. Consumer confidence at a high.
She says retail sales are improving thanks to a few sectors like grocery stores. The European grocery chain Lidl plans to open as many as 600 stores here. And she says Trader Joe's and Publix are doing well because
they're making the most convenient customer experience they can and keeping their prices sharp.
Sales for home goods are also expected to rise as more millennials set up their own homes. That's according to retail analyst Jeff Roster of IHL Consulting. He says it's critical that more retailers cater to this group.
Gen Z and the millennials, these are people that have come of age during the last great recession, and so they are all about value.
And nothing says value like discount stores.
If you look at who's adding stores, it's all the discounters. Dollar General, Walmart, Zara.
But the moment that fast fashion companies like Zara and H&M are experiencing may be short-lived, says retail analyst Sucharita Mulpuru.
Once you've already opened every store that you can possibly open, there's not going to be much room for growth.
And she says for other retailers, their headlines could be less gloomy if they focus more on value and the customer experience. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.